traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Rita Cosby, the legendary journalist and host of Katz and Cosby, and also the great show at 10 o'clock to midnight right here on 77 WABC. Nobody knows the news like she does, and she was all over the O.J. Simpson case. Rita, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm laughing because I just saw a headline that is the LA Times. Did you see this? In the they said that when he got out of prison, blank, 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 Donald Trump served time for 9 years. They made a mistake. They put it was supposed to be O.J. Simpson, and they put Trump in there. That's what the LA Times thinks, Greg.
They're getting ahead of themselves. They're so fixated, fascinated. They want Trump in jail, and they want just amazing. Yeah, they blew that one big time. So, anyway, he's dead now. What do you think? What are your thoughts now that OJ's gone?
You know what? I mean, obviously, this was a guy who went from hero to zero, you know, and you think about it, he was on top of the world, Greg. I mean, all of it, you think of the commercials with the Hertz ads and all those things. And then he goes from obviously being one of the most reviled Americans ever. And I wasn't surprised of just the passion that Americans have even now in his passing. Obviously, you know, you hate for anybody to pass away, but my goodness, there are some people who are, you know, treating him like he was like the second coming in terms of, that little thing that he did. I even had callers last night. I had a few callers who were making excuses for him left and right. And yes, he did get acquitted by the jury, but the facts were very strong in that case. And Greg, too, it's interesting for me because I spoke to OJ a number of times. And I'll never forget, I was at Fox News. You and I were together at Fox News for many years, my friend. And here I was at Fox News. You know me. I've always been an intrepid reporter. And I get a source of mine who I knew OJ. And I called him. It was pretty soon after he had been acquitted on the criminal case. And I said, I would love to speak to OJ. Everybody in the country, you know, wanted to try to get a hold of him and get a scoop. And he said, you want to talk to OJ? And he goes, hold on 1 second. And he goes, OJ, this is Rita Cosby. And he goes, oh, I like Rita Cosby. I know she is. And he puts OJ on the phone with me. And it was one of those surreal moments where I'm sitting there talking to OJ. And of course, I'm asking him all these questions. He was dancing around a lot of the answers. But we had an interesting discussion, and then we talked a couple times on the phone, and he wanted to talk about his golf game and what he had for lunch, and every time I tried to ask him a tough question, he said, Rita, you're a really good reporter. You ask hard questions. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know your background. But it was an interesting discussion, and we had a couple of them over the years.
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's possible, and I'm guessing you don't, but I've been talking to this guy, William Deere. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's something that's always bothered me about this case. The blood in the Bronco, not nearly enough blood. If he actually killed 2 people and in the manner and all that blood all over the place, there should have been more blood in the car. And also, given especially Ron Goldman's wounds, he was clearly fighting whoever was killing him. OJ would have far more scratches, scars. He would have had stuff all over his body instead of just one cut on his finger. What do you think of that?
Well, and I've heard that, too. There were also a lot of sounds going back to OJ's house, remember, after it happened. So you could make the case, obviously, that he could clean himself up. But you're right. It does look like, though, whoever attacked Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, clearly it was a surprise. It was dark at that time, too, remember. And you're right. It was a very bloody scene. And that was one of the cases that clearly the defense, Johnny Cochran, I think of some of the lines that Johnny Cochran did during the trial, pointing some of those things. And remember the whole Mark Furman stuff too, Greg, where, you know, he went after his history and made him sound like he was a racist and that everything was planted, everything was this, everything was that. What I go back to, Greg, is also not just what happened the day of the crime, but also the behavior afterwards. And I've interviewed a lot of people, a lot of interesting characters through the years. You know that through my career. You and I have been friends and known each other a long time. And I think about the behavior of people afterwards. Here was O.J. Simpson. Right afterwards, he's in the famous white Bronco going down the L.A. freeway, calling, you know, people at that point, many friends, many other people. But he's not staying and saying, hey, where is what happened to my wife? He also always claimed that he was looking for the real killer. He even said that to me on the phone. He's looking for the real killer. So my question was, well, what are you doing on the golf course?
Well, let me ask you this, you know? Because this William Deere investigator believes that Jason Simpson is the killer, the son of OJ with his first wife. And that would be the reason why he wouldn't be looking for the real killer. And I look, it's just this guy. And I have to say, you know, nothing is, he's never been accused formally of anything. He's never been arrested. But I mean, it is interesting. According to Mr. Deere, he had, you know, certain psychiatric issues. He also apparently, according to Mr. Deere, attacked a restaurant colleague with a knife just a few months prior to the murder. And he goes on and on. It looks like, I don't know. It's kind of giving me a new take on things.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are a number of people who I've heard that, and again, it is just a rumor at this point. We don't know, but I've heard that. I've heard also other people tied to OJ that maybe OJ also, quote, wasn't alone at the time, to your point, that if he did it. And by the way, a lot of people close to him do believe he did it. I think a lot of Americans clearly believe he did it. But your point is, it does seem there are a lot of holes in the case. And the prosecution, on the flip side, did a very, very poor job. And it's interesting because it looks like, obviously, it was very violent crime. Clearly, it was very bloody, very forceful. And you're right, it does look like there were a lot of defensive wounds, especially on Ron Goldman. And you would imagine there are a lot of people who believe that maybe OJ was there, but there was someone else with him. And I've heard a series of different names through the years. I haven't heard a definitive. I've heard the name that you've heard. I've heard a number of others. Again, it's interesting that nobody else sort of uncovered another individual if they acted solely or with OJ. But, I mean, you know, his behavior again afterwards, he seemed gleeful. He seemed happy. He seemed this. Obviously, if it's a family member or somebody else that may have played a role, I've also heard rumors that the kids overheard OJ talking about this, too. I've heard stories like that, where which actually implicates OJ. So I've heard the kids wrapped up in a series of different ways where actually it doesn't help OJ.
Yeah.
So there's more to the story because the kids haven't really talked. And it would be interesting to hear from, there's a daughter, too, as well, that I had overheard years ago, may have some information more than she has told. Again, just a report, but interesting.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276, 973-354-2276, or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
One thing, as we say goodbye, you know, I was reading a book the other night, by a fake news reporter who I don't like. His name is Jonathan Carl, but he's a big time mainstream media guy. And, he actually referred to you, and this is about Trump, but that you received a letter from Timothy McVeigh just a short time before he was executed. That's totally fascinating. You were all over that case as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know Jonathan talked about that.
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's wild. You can be in a book these days and it can be a bestseller and it gives you an idea how many people are reading books. You know,
yeah, what I mean? Like, isn't that funny?
It's so wild. But yeah, no. So tell us a little bit about Timothy McVeigh. By the way, for everybody to know, you may have forgotten, he was the Oklahoma City bomber.
Yeah. And obviously a horrible, heinous crime that he did in Oklahoma City. I was supposed to get a big exclusive interview with Timothy McVeigh. And again, like OJ, you know, we talked to the good, the bad, and ugly, interesting people through the years. And then at the time, General Ashcroft, Attorney General Ashcroft, remember John Ashcroft was the AG at that time, and he stepped in and said, Timothy McVeigh is not doing any interviews. We don't want anybody to have access to him. And I thought, God, how can I get around this? Because he had granted for me to have a meeting with him and to do this big broadcast interview. Again, I was at Fox News at the time. And I thought, how can I get around it? And I sent a letter to Timothy McVeigh with 60 questions. And I said, why did you do this? Remember, he admitted he did it. He had, you know, he was trying to say that it was because of U.S. policy overseas. And, you know, he fully was taking responsibility. I always believed there were more to the story than Timothy McVeigh. Not that he didn't do it, but I always believed there were other people, many more, a couple others who helped him, or at least were aware of it, as we're talking about OJ. But so I sent him the letter, and this was wild, Greg. I come back and I'm at the office at Fox, and I'm going through my mail. And I'm just kind of ripped. I thought it was like a magazine or newspaper. I open it up, and it's a letter, a handwritten letter from Timothy McVeigh explaining why he carried out the Oklahoma City bombing. Now it is a museum.
Man. Well, wow.
And it was chilling. I'm looking at it, and it's like, here's why I you know, attacked this building. I knew the kids were in part of the building. They were collateral damage. Here's why I did this. Here's why I did that. He just picked a few of the questions. I think he answered 6 of the 60, but it is in his handwriting, and it is now sort of a historical document. And boy, was it chilling to get inside the mind of that guy. By the way, I also covered his execution, so that was an interesting thing that happened at Terre Haute, Indiana, years later.
You saw it. You went and you witnessed it.
I did not witness it. I carried it, covered it from the outside. By the way, I did witness Tukey Williams' execution firsthand. I was in the chamber for that. I was in the execution area, and that was chilling. He was the former leader of the Crips, if you remember, in L.A. in its heyday, and he was up there on murder, and that was in San Quentin, and I was the sort of the lead witness for that execution. It was a lethal injection case.
It's amazing. Rita Cosby, you have seen it all. It just amazing work over the years, and continues here at WABC, 5 o'clock with the boss, John Catsimatidis, and then later at 10 to midnight. Rita, we thank you so much. It's great to talk.
Oh, it's great to be on. And by the way, I'm going to be on at 4 o'clock today. I'm filling in for Bo Snerdly, so I'll be on today at 4 o'clock as well. But I love, and by the way, I just want to tell everybody, Greg Kelly, you're the best. I adore you, and great to have you on, and great to always be on with you, my friend. I adore you.
Thank you, Rita.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.